It is necessary as a business owner, as an aspiring business owner, as an entrepreneur, as somebody with a side hustle, it is necessary to put yourself in these rooms, whether it's virtual, whether it is in person, whether it is just networking in general. It is a necessity for your business to grow and for you to look at things from a different perspective. When you put yourself in the presence of these experts, you're able to build with much more confidence and you're able to build faster than if you had gone it alone. We are not meant to do this alone. So put yourself in those rooms, because having a peer group of like-minded business owners to bounce your ideas off of is going to help you not only just become an entrepreneur, because it can get very lonely, it's going to help you become a better human.
Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade, and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset, or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time.
Are you tuning in because you are a business owner, or maybe you're aspiring to launch a business and you feel stuck? Well, if you're tuning in and that's how you feel, I promise you, my podcast gives you a lot of solutions and strategy. So make sure that you not only listen to this episode, but go take a look around and listen to many of the other episodes where I generously share not only my highs, but my lowest lows. And I share the solutions that I implemented in my life and in my business to get out of those lows, to grow, to scale, to impart my wisdom, to lead and teach others. I feel it's so important that we not only share the highs in life, but that we share the lows and we share how to get out of it, because not enough people today are doing that. And as I started to embrace the uncertainty that I was, the challenges that I was faced with, I knew that I was meant to share it. And some people came to me and they said, "Aren't you embarrassed? Shouldn't you go through those things behind closed doors? Why would you air your dirty laundry?" And I said, "It is my decision to share because I know I am going to impact others when I share." So it's coming from a very raw and vulnerable place in my heart. And sometimes it is hard to share, but I do it because I don't want you to be stuck. I want you to know that others have been there and you're not alone. So in the early days of building my business, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Let's just be honest. I think a lot of us feel that way and a lot of us are too embarrassed to admit it, but I did not know what I was doing. I had left a corporate environment. I had excelled and I thought, "Oh yeah, I've got all this experience under my belt. Of course I can do it." Let me tell you, it was a very rude awakening. So what did I do? I jumped in to masterminds. Masterminds are group-led coaching programs where you have peers. So we're all learning and growing together. But when you are sharing what's going on in each other's businesses, you learn so much and you can problem solve together to hopefully avoid problems that others are experiencing, or you can move through those hurdles faster. So when you surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs You receive so much value. The value that I received from each mastermind or group coaching and the one-on-one coaching I invested in is what kept me in business. It's what kept me going when I thought, this is too hard. It's what inspired me. It's also what motivated me every single day. There were certain days where I just didn't know if I had what it took to take it one more level. And as I jumped into these various masterminds and worked with one-on-one coaches, I knew I had what it took. And it pushed me so far out of my comfort zone. I grew tremendously from the knowledge and the wisdom that was being deposited into me. So I am here to tell you, it doesn't matter where you are on your journey, whether you're retaining the services of someone who has done what you want to do, or if you're participating in a mastermind with multiple people who are on the same path as you, it is necessary as a business owner, as an aspiring business owner, as an entrepreneur, as somebody with a side hustle, it is necessary to put yourself in these rooms, whether it's virtual, whether it is in person, whether it is just networking in general. It is a necessity for your business to grow and for you to look at things from a different perspective. When you put yourself in the presence of these experts, you're able to build with much more confidence and you're able to build faster than if you had gone it alone. We are not meant to do this alone. So put yourself in those rooms, because having a peer group of like-minded business owners to bounce your ideas off of is going to help you not only just become an entrepreneur, because it can get very lonely, it's going to help you become a better human. Many have asked me, which one should I do? Should I do a mastermind with a group of peers and a coach leading, or should I just do some one-on-one coaching? And my answer is, if you can, do both. If you're just starting out, you may not be able to. Masterminds are typically going to be more cost effective than a one-on-one coach. But when you get to the point where you can add both, because my one-on-one coaching, it's like making quantum leaps in my business, and I grow so much. But in my mastermind, I grow in a different way. So going back to your mastermind, being a peer or a group of your peers that expands your mind so that you see business from multiple vantage points and you are privately discussing your pain points and solutions, all of this benefits you. You're not just throwing it up on social media and these random people that maybe have never even attempted to open a business are giving you their unsolicited advice. That's not what a mastermind is. A mastermind is, it's your peers. It's people doing exactly what you're doing and all at different points. So one of the benefits of the mastermind is you're networking with us other business owners and you're doing this consistently, right? So don't be surprised if you pick up clients along the way. I always say, don't go into a mastermind with the expectation of closing business. That's not what it's for. But when it's done organically, and let's say you really bond with somebody, it's just natural. Take that over to a private conversation. And that's the point of a mastermind, is you do. You pick up clients, you form deeper relationships and bonds. I have some relationships in my life today that span 20 years from these mastermind groups that I was a part of, maybe just like on the sidelines of, and they've turned into lifelong friendships. So you never know who you're going to meet inside of these masterminds. Now, I also have a business coach who works with me one-on-one. He has built many, many businesses like mine, and his knowledge is expansive. His strategy is so beneficial in my life because I can't do it all on my own. Now, if I really put my head to it, I probably could. But I'm going to be honest, why would I? Why would I want to do it all alone and probably take me twice, three times as long to implement, launch, scale? Why do that when I can just hire a coach who's going to get me there faster because he's done it consistently over and over with multiple clients? So this is why I encourage entrepreneurs to really invest in both a mastermind and a business coach. Because here's the thing, when you become a business owner and you go all in on yourself, it's not because we don't have a lot of ideas. What helps us build and scale our business is when we have a coach to guide us and hold us accountable. Because sometimes we have too many ideas that we're trying to implement. And maybe we're just like throwing the spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks, which that should be a small season. But ultimately, you need to have a strategy, and a coach is going to help you with that. Both are going to help you, a mastermind and a coach. So when you have that many ideas as an entrepreneur, my advice is stick to one, build the foundation, do the work, be consistent, scale it, monetize it, add the second one. Maybe it's a second business. Maybe it's a second stream of revenue, whatever that is. But this is where a coach and a mastermind are going to hold you accountable and work alongside you. As I've shared, I've professionally and personally invested in many coaches for many, many, many years. I'm 2 decades into coaches. The most common question I get asked due to my experience is, how much should I be paying for this? So let me tell you, this is there's no true answer to this. This is all based on the area of expertise that you are seeking. I've always looked at coaching as an investment in myself and in my business. I don't look at it as a price tag or money that's going out. It's an investment. Whenever I invest, it stretches me beyond my comfort zone. And that's exactly what I want. And this is why I pay to have these experts in my life. Both masterminds and one-on-one coaching elevates you into a different level. And it gets your name, your business, in front of other influential people. Allow me to share a quick story. In the past few years, I have asked, pause, take three. Allow me to share a quick story. In the past few years, I've been asked to speak at multiple events. I've been asked to be a podcast guest on over 30 different podcasts, which that led to my first ever paid keynote speaker invitation alongside a famous NBA player, nonetheless. All of this not only gives my brand and my business exposure, but this is what builds brands into becoming an authority figure. This is a type of exposure that organically builds your business without having to pay for a publicist. Although at the right time, I do encourage hiring a publicist, but at the right time, that comes late in your business. So let me ask you again, are you stuck in your business? Or are you on the fence and you want to take a next step, but you're just uncertain? Do you not know what the true strategy is to really build out your business and you're needing guidance? I want to encourage you to reach out to, if it's not me, there's many others, but I promise you, in my 12 years or so of being an entrepreneur, I've worked with many coaches, been in many masterminds. I've built client successful businesses as well as my own successful business. And I am able to confidently guide you to what you're seeking. If you're seeking to be amongst action takers and the goal getters, then reach out because I'm here and I'm rooting for you. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.